Welcome to North Valley's devotional podcast for April 27th, 2021. Today we'll be reading from Genesis 1:1, Genesis 5:1, and Genesis 12:1 through 2 as a reflection on the book of Genesis overall. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Genesis 1:1. God created men and women to be like himself. He gave them his blessing and called them human beings. Genesis 5:1. The Lord said to Abram, "Leave your country, your family, and your relatives, and go to the land that I will show you. I will bless you and make your descendants into a great nation. You will become famous and be a blessing to others." Genesis 12:1 through 2. Genesis, as the name suggests, is a book of beginnings. In the Judeo-Christian tradition, it is the book of beginnings. From the creation of the world to the call and journey of Abraham and his family, Genesis is laying the foundation for the understanding of the nature of God, the ways humans interact with God, and the way the world has come into being. It's also a book of re-beginnings. It's not long after Eden is made that Adam and Eve choose disobedience, and life for them and for the creation they are called to steward takes on a different form. God floods the world and starts again with Noah. The Tower of Babel is built, and God scatters people to begin again. Abram, who will become Abraham, begins again by leaving his family and following a sense of leading. The only constant, other than God's care for Isaac, Jacob, Joseph, and all the other folks in this story, is change and new challenges. Genesis has a lot to say, although often not in the ways that it has been interpreted over the years. Genesis isn't a science textbook, although it does give God credit for creating the earth. Genesis isn't a book on gender roles or a how-to on family values, although it does remind us that men and women are made in the image of God, and that dysfunctional family relationships are real and painful. Above all else, Genesis is a story told from a human perspective about the ways humans encounter and interact with God. Frankly, it's too honest to be good propaganda. The storytellers don't seem to be concerned with making their heroes look good. Even their descriptions of God are disconcerting, from God's admission in Genesis 6:6 that God was sorry that humans were created, and thus flooding the earth, to the seemingly unfulfilled promise to Abraham of a great nation, as his great-grandchildren are holding on by a thread in exile in Egypt. Yet it's perhaps this honesty, the storyteller's willingness to tell the whole messy truth, that makes their account authentic. The people of Genesis encounter God through real stuff, through suffering and broken relationship, humor and unexpected grace. The storytellers are true to human experience, and that honesty connects with us and connects us to God so many thousands of years later. As a foundation, Genesis reminds us that we are stewards of the earth. It reminds us that we were made to be dependent on and collaborative with God. God's faithfulness isn't dependent on ours, even as our action can complicate or create trouble. God shows up how and when God wants to, often much to our surprise. If we're looking for a foundation where everything is cut and dry and set in stone, Genesis is a bit of a disappointment. But if we're looking for an honest account of an attempt at trusting God, and for a story that embraces the presence of God in the midst of the chaos, Genesis is a good place to start. Some questions for today. What do you make of Genesis? What questions do you have? What consolations? How is God speaking to you through these stories?